This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. And I'm going to get back to... I still have to play some Ted Cruz audio from today of him just blasting this Supreme Court justice. I have to blast away at Chris and Michael. They screwed something up again. I know that's no surprise for anyone else. But I have to get back to what we were talking about. We were talking about Russia and the yachts, and they're seizing the Russian yachts of a lot of the oligarchs. And I was just kind of going over the history of how it went from communism to oligarchs to then Putin gets elected, who gets them in line, kills a bunch of them who don't get in line, and others he didn't kill. Why? Because they got in line. And people have to understand, a lot of this anti-Russian stuff is so stupid. Throwing out Russian vodka is the dumbest freaking thing ever. Half the time, these people were from Latvia or something like that. They're not even from Russia. You're just killing everybody named Igor or whatever those Russians are called. But seizing some of the Russian oligarch yachts is legit in some circumstances, because in some circumstances, they're oligarchs who directly serve Vladimir Putin. Service was absolutely not the way I wanted to put that at all. Never mind. You understand what I mean. Now, back to what we're talking about here. Well, me and the fellas may be gone for a while. We may even begin, I don't know, I would say soliciting for recruits, but I think we may just have to put in a draft, Chris. We'll put in a draft and take who we want. The headline is this: U.S. to bring back pirates to seize Russian yachts. Now, you do understand pirates, as they existed before, much of the time, they were legal pirates before they became illegal pirates. And here's what that means. You ever heard of the word privateer? Well, if you're, let's say, Spain, and you have an axe to grind with, say, England, and you would like to disrupt English shipping, you can take a private group of guys who obviously have sea experience and combat experience, and they have their own boat, and you can tell them, well, hey, you're not part of the Spanish Navy, but if you were to go out and, say, seize a British vessel with a bunch of gold on it, you can keep, I believe it was 25% was the norm, you can keep a nice little chunk for yourself. Bring the rest back to the Spanish crown, and all's good. Those were called privateers back in the day. Well, eventually that business ran out, right? The Spanish government and English government, or whatever, those are just two examples. They would work things out, and you would be out of a job. If you made your living being a privateer, you'd be out of a job. Well, the thing is, people, when they develop a certain set of skills and they've learned how to make a living with those set of skills, they end up wanting to continue making that living with said set of skills. And that's where the privateers eventually became pirates. Some of them, were just done wrong. They were privateers. They were totally authorized to do it. And then the government just changed their mind and said, he's a pirate. He didn't do it right. And they killed the guys. Oh, yeah. Chris, if you actually look into the history of piracy, it's crazy. However, let's focus on the task at hand. If we're going to enlist pirates now, or privateers, to seize Russian yachts, tell me why I shouldn't be included as the captain of one of those vessels. I can absolutely man the gangplank. Chris, load the cannons. Tell me we wouldn't dominate on the high seas. And then the flag, picture this, the flag would just be a big picture of my face. It would just be my face. What? That's a good idea. You know what? You're right. It should be something scarier. We'll make it Chris's face. A quip. All right, back to the task at hand. So speaking of the system, we brought it up earlier. How everything culturally, all of our pillars are against us. We talked earlier in the show about how the CDC, FDA, they lined up with everyone else against you to sell lies, to tell you lie after lie after lie about COVID, about vaccines. Bill Gates, I mean, all of them got in on it.
You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
These vaccines
are highly, highly effective.
Vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick.
They're really, really good against variants.
Our key goal is to stop the transmission, to get the immunity levels up so that you get almost no infection going on whatsoever.
When people are vaccinated, they can feel safe that they are not going to get infected.
If you're vaccinated, you're not going to be hospitalized. You're not going to be in ICU.
Yeah, you get the idea. We'll come back to that. I'll play that in its entirety because that's not where I'm going right now. Where I'm going is this headline. This is from Jeff Asher. The FBI reported today they will not be releasing quarterly crime estimates for any quarter of 2021, quote, because not enough agencies reported data to the FBI. Now let's pause here for just a moment. We all know the game, right? I mean, I'm going to give you about 10 seconds here. Look, I'll give you the length of the Kamala laugh cut up for you to figure out what's actually going on. I'm going to read it to you one more time, then I'm going to give you till Kamala's done laughing to figure out what's going on. Again, he says the FBI reported today they will not be releasing quarterly crime estimates for any quarter of 2021. You have until she's done to figure it out. Did you figure it out? Did you figure out what happens? What's happened? Hopefully you did. The FBI now, sadly, is now simply another arm of the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party is in deep, deep, deep trouble electorally. The midterms are going to be a bloodbath, likely unlike we've seen before. That's how bad it's going to be. It's going to be really, really, really bad. Well, the Democrats are in that much trouble for a couple different reasons. One of the main reasons they're in bad trouble now is people didn't want all that critical race theory filth in schools. That's hurt Democrats bad. Another thing that's hurt them very badly, the GOP doesn't realize this yet because they're losers, but another thing that's hurt the Democrats really badly is all this trans LGBTQA plus stuff in schools. Parents don't want that. Even Democrat parents don't want that in classrooms. These things are killing Democrats. Gas prices, inflation, these things are killing Democrats. When people can't afford things, they look and they blame the person on top. But one of the biggest things that is killing Democrats and is going to kill Democrats in midterms is the absolute out of control crime wave in city after city after city in this country. I don't have to tell you. People are listening to me in New York, Boston, Miami. Another horrible video already from Miami. A bunch of people got shot this weekend. Philadelphia, across the country, coast to coast, in big cities, they're listening to the sound of my voice and they're nodding because they understand their cities have turned into escape from LA. They have. It has turned into a nightmare of violence, murder, assaults, carjackings. The numbers are simply through the roof. And the FBI, one of the various jobs they actually do well, I should say one of the few jobs they do well, is they collect data. Remember, it was originally just kind of a data collection, kind of an accounting agency is what it was meant to be. It's what it should be. And they collect data and they put out statistics and profiles and things like that. And they always, always, always put out statistics about crime. This city here, this kind of crime here. They'll put out demographic statistics, although they've lied about that now for years. They decided to start doing a bunch of cover-ups for certain groups. That's, of course, just the way it's gone. And now, they're not going to put any crime estimates out at all. Why? Because Democrats are facing a brutal midterm and people are blaming them for high crime. And so, why is it now the system? Because they all work together. They all work with each other and for each other. And what can the FBI do to help Joe Biden get reelected? What can he do to make sure Democrats don't get crushed too bad in the midterms? What can the FBI do? A couple things. They can, I don't know, take a bunch of January 6th protesters who sauntered into the Capitol and throw the book at them and treat them as if they're murderers. They could do that. The FBI can do something else, too. They can go after school board moms who are angry, moms yelling at school boards. Remember, they started labeling them domestic terrorists, and the FBI can choose to just lie or cover up the true crime stats of this country so you don't know just how bad Democrats' defund the police policies have really gotten. This is a lot bigger deal than people think. Not because the crime stats matter, but because it really, really, really matters if the Federal Bureau of Investigation is now simply the enforcement arm of the Democratic Party. All right. I've been promising you I'm going to get to emails. I know you love it. I've been neglectful. I've been rude. But that's who I am. However, we're going to get to those emails in just a second. Before we do that, you ever watch movies or maybe documentaries about the super stud warriors in our country and you're impressed by them? I mean, you'll read a story about the Navy SEALs took on this many dudes and won. Oh, look at these Green Berets. Look what they did. Oh, look what the Marines did. You ever read any of those stories and think to yourself, man, those guys are awesome? They are awesome. They certainly are. But do you know why they shoot the way they shoot? Let's just talk about shooting specifically. You know why they're able to do that? Practice. That's it. Practice. They practice more than you. They practice more than me. You must practice with your weapon. You must practice so you're ready. You have to practice because it's part of your responsibility. And because of Mantis X, you don't have to spend expensive ammo to practice anymore. You don't have to spend any money on gas. You can get a Mantis X. It's what the Special Forces guys use. It's what the Marines use. You can get a Mantis X. They'll deliver it to your home. You practice without firing a shot in the comfort of your home with feedback. Go to MantisX.com and get one today. That's MantisX.com.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
You know what's great about the Stone Temple Pilots? I mean the old Stone Temple Pilots before they discovered heroin and all that. You can sing along with them and you totally feel like you sound just like them. And you know I'm right, Chris. You think you sound just like them in your mind. You don't. But when you're in the car alone, you do. Am I wrong? Right? All right. Back to what we were talking about before. The CDC, FBI, FDA, all these things lining up against us. Lining up and taking their marching orders from the Democratic Party. That's why I call it the system, and we see it time after time after time. Back to the Jackson thing. We've been hitting on that a little bit today. Look, I want to make sure I'm clear about something. If you go download the podcast of tonight's show on iHeart, Google, Spotify, or iTunes, remember you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. But if you go download the show, you're not going to hear a ton about the Supreme Court nomination process. And I need to be real honest with you about something. Going forward, you're not going to hear a ton more either. This is going to go on for several days now. Why? Well, here's why. And this you may like hearing this. This may hurt to hear. Nevertheless, it's true. That woman's going to the Supreme Court. There's nothing that's going to stop that now. Nothing. Every Democrat is going to vote for her, as they always do. Half the Republicans will vote for her as well because they're pathetic. And it's already a done deal. It's not that I want her on there. I mean, she's somebody who regularly, as you're about to hear from our friend Ted Cruz, she's someone who regularly defends child porn guys. So this is a terrible human being and shouldn't be on the Supreme Court. But she's going to be on the Supreme Court. And I don't know about you, but I don't have endless amounts of energy to invest in every single political fight. I choose to fight the ones that we have a chance at winning. Yes, we're going to play for you some of the good sound bites tomorrow and the next day and however long she's there. This is not something that's going to dominate my show. It is not. There are bigger fish to fry than the newest communist psychopath who's going to be on the Supreme Court. That said, I give Republicans a lot of crap, but as he often does, credit where it's due, Ted Cruz went after her today. And man, I'll tell you, probably the smartest human being I've ever talked to in my life, and he's just so savage when he's going after somebody.
Let's look at what the prosecutors are asking for. And I would note that this was in the District of Columbia, where prosecutors are far more liberal than many of the prosecutors in this country. And in every case in which, so United States versus Hess, there was a mandatory statutory minimum of 60 months, and you imposed 60 months because you had no discretion. In United States versus Nickerson, there was a mutual agreement of the parties to 120 months, and that's what you imposed. In every other case, United States versus Chazen, the prosecutor asked for 78 to 97 months. You imposed 28 months. 28 months is a 64% reduction. In United States versus Cooper, the prosecutor asked for 72 months. You imposed 60 months. That was a 17% reduction. In United States versus Downs, the prosecutor asked for 70 months. You imposed 60. That was a 14% reduction. In United States versus Hawkins, the prosecutor asked for 24 months. You imposed 3 months. That was an 88% reduction. In United States versus Savage, the prosecutor asked for 49 months. You imposed 37. That was a 24% reduction. In United States versus Stewart, the prosecutor asked for 97 months. You imposed 57. That was a 41% reduction. Every single case, 100% of them, when prosecutors came before you with child pornography cases, you sentenced the defenders to substantially below, not just the guidelines, which are way higher, but what the prosecutor asked for on average of these cases, 47.2% less. Now, you said you made sure the voice of the children was heard. Do you believe in a case like United States versus Hawkins, where the prosecutor asked for 24 months and you sentenced the offender to only 3 months? Do you believe the voice of the children is heard when 100% of the time you're sentencing those in possession of child pornography to far below what the prosecutor's asking for?
There's Cruz bringing the receipts. Of course, I mean, that's how you actually should handle these things. Hey, psycho, why are you easy on child porn, guys? Or you can handle it like Lindsey Graham.
How would you feel if somebody up here on our side said, you know, you attend church too much for me, or your faith is a little bit different to me, and they would suggest...
You know what? I can't even play the whole thing again. How would you feel? Who gives a crap how she feels? Oh, I realize what he's trying to do, too, the whole gotcha thing. Oh, we're never going to make you feel the way they made you feel. What do you think the communists are going to do next time, Lindsay? Do you think the communists are going to look at your high conduct and say, oh, you know, Lindsey Graham treated ours with more respect and we will treat his with more respect? Or do you think next time there's a Brett Kavanaugh type situation and Democrats are facing a complete flipping of the Supreme Court, do you think communists once again are going to completely destroy personally and professionally whoever is sitting in front of them? We have lost for so many years. We've lost ground for so many years because of this mentality. Exactly because of this mentality, and it makes me sick. We have got to... What did I say at the beginning of the show? It was brilliant. Hold on. What, Chris? What did I say? These are desperate times, and we've got to fight desperately. Man, we have got to start fighting better than this. But honestly, like I said, what else are we going to do with this party right now? We have got to start challenging these losers in primaries. And I know we're going to lose a bunch of those races because they have the money behind them. We have got to start going after them. All right, next is going to be the emails, Chris. It is. Next is going to be emails. Hang on.
Now's the time when things are shifting. There's going to be a new world order out there. And we've got to lead it. We've got to unite the rest of the free world in doing it.
I'm sorry? Come again? New World Order? Let's get to the emails here on the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Let's motor through some, because I've been a little bit neglectful, to be honest with you, Chris. A little bit neglectful. Jesse, we all know Democrat states are like third world countries. When someone moves out of a blue state and moves to a red state, you ask them why they moved. They usually say it's too expensive and not safe, but they still vote Democrat. I mean, are people just that stupid for voting for the exact same thing they want to get out of? I can't find another reason but being stupid and a flat-out idiot. Love the show. You can use my name. Here's the thing. We can chalk it up to stupidity when the truth is these people who vote blue, vote blue, vote blue, vote blue, vote blue, and then look around one day and the taxes are high and the spending's high and the crime is high and everything sucks and they pack it up and move to Texas or Florida or something like that. We can chalk it up to stupidity. But the truth is, how often, how willing are people normally to blame themselves when something goes wrong? Do you do that every time? I mean, maybe you're the type of person who does. Man, I'll tell you, I'm not. I want to be. But when I was running for Congress, you know, I ran for Congress a couple times in Arizona. I ended up getting fat. Now, fat for me doesn't necessarily look like fat for everyone else because I'm 6'8". I'm so long that I can gain pounds and you can't tell that much. But for me, I got fat. I'm normally now, I like to run about 220 for my weight. I've found that's a good weight for me right there. Hovering right around 220. By the time I was done running for Congress, I was 238 pounds. Now, for someone who's 5'8", meaning you Italian guys, that's significantly, that you would see that, right? You put on 18 extra pounds, you would see that. You didn't necessarily see it in me unless you knew me. Like my father, in his own special way, saw me and said, "Good grief, you're fat. What are you eating?" But I was fat. And I'll tell you, the first time my dad said that to me, I didn't get my feelings hurt because I don't have feelings, but I thought, well, I mean, I kind of laughed it off. I was like, well, yeah, I'm fat, but I've been campaigning. It's stressful out there. I haven't had time. Look, you name it. I can't get home. Get the home cooked meals from the wife. We got it. It's a fast food. I had every reason you could. It was my fault. The first instinct of people. This isn't just communists, even though they're not really people. But the first instinct of people is not to blame themselves. When people vote Democrat their whole lives, and then their city, their state turns into just an absolute disaster, they don't leave and think, wow, I voted for Gavin Newsom. That's on me. They don't think in that way because it's human nature to not blame yourself. It's human nature to look around and blame everyone else and everything else. I've done it. I know you've probably done it. Well, I mean, it wasn't me. I mean, it was him. It's his fault or her fault. It's human nature. Now, obviously, it's something we need to fight against, but it's human nature. Speaking of fight against it, I'm going to get back to the emails in a second. I was talking about us being culturally surrounded by people who despise us. This is Michelle Wu. She's the mayor of the great city of Boston. And salute to the great WRKO in Boston. People are listening right now. And right now they're punching the radio because they don't want to hear her stupid voice. But you want to talk about culturally surrounded. Listen to this.
Over 100 days, we have connected unhoused residents at Mass and Cass to housing. We've launched 3 free bus lines. We've taken some big, bold actions. But I won't lie, this past winter was pretty intense. Trial by snow, trial by fire, fighters union. I'm getting used to dealing with problems that are expensive, disruptive, and white. I'm talking about snowflakes. Snowflakes. I mean snowstorm snowflakes.
And white. Tried to play it off, obviously, as a joke there in the end, but everyone got what she was saying. You want to talk about culturally surrounded? This isn't some crazy wacko YouTube video with some guy with pink hair and a bunch of rings sticking out of his face. This is Good Morning America on ABC.
Hey, also in the news this morning, congratulations are in order for Mean Girls actor Jonathan Bennett and his husband, James Wan. The pair tied the knot in Mexico over the weekend with some beautiful, inclusive touches, like a gender-neutral wedding party they refer to as their bests, as opposed to groomsmen or bridesmaids. They also asked that all guests wear white to symbolize being part of one family. The couple telling People magazine, when you're part of the LGBTQ plus family, not everything in the wedding space is for you. Well, guess what? They changed that. The couple finishing off the night with a fireworks display set to the soundtrack of The Greatest Showman. I love it. I wish I was there. Congratulations to Jonathan and James.
Isn't that so exciting? Gender neutral. Woohoo! Talk about culturally surrounded. Shogun, Russia has the ruble, not the ruple. Quit saying it wrong on live radio, you hillbilly. Really, I blame Chris for letting you do this to yourself. Well, it is Chris's fault. There's something else. Well, before I get back to this, you want to talk about good help is hard to find out there? I had a cheesesteak earlier. Why? Because I'm an American. That's why. So I had a cheesesteak earlier. And this was hours ago, 2 or 3 hours ago, I had a cheesesteak. And I ate it in front of the guys and didn't get them anything, as I already talked about, because that's how you assert dominance in an office. Since then, though, I apparently have been walking around with a piece of steak sticking in between my front teeth. These two idiots chose to not say anything for hours. Talk about no appreciation for your boss whatsoever. All right, back to this. The Russian is the ruble, not the ruple. Well, okay, I know that now, but ruple sounds way better than ruble. Ruble sounds stupid. So as far as I'm concerned, on the Jesse Kelly show, it's going to continue to be the Russian ruple, Chris. Don't you agree? What? We can play the bar at random times. Jesse, what America needs right now is a Jesse Kelly book. What is the timeline and when can we expect the book tour? Minnesota needs to hear from elite Jesse in the flesh. Turn this beautiful state from purple to red. Love the show, brother. Since I can say his name is Dan. All right. For those who don't know, I realize we have a bunch of new listeners all the time, and that's wonderful, but they've always wanted me to write a book. Not only the powers that be, book publishers have asked me to write a book, which I have no idea why anyone would want to read a book written by me, but this is something they've always wanted. Well, I despise writing. Despise it. Like right now, the guys turn on the televisions in the studio, and one of them, as a joke, turned on women's basketball in the studio. And I would rather watch women's basketball exclusively for the rest of my life than sit down and write. However, they wisened up and they approached me with an idea for a book that I fell in love with instantly. They asked me to write a book forever, and it wasn't even like, I don't feel like it. It was no. Answer's no. Absolutely not. I'd never. And then they brought me an idea, and I thought, oh, my goodness, yes. There's a book in the works, all right? There is a book in the works. I will tell you, I can't really give you a specific timeline yet, but it's not like it's all unwritten. I'll just put it to you that way. There are already chapters, multiple completed. And when I say in the works, I mean in the works, signed, sealed, delivered. It's coming. All right? It is coming. And if you're listening to the sound of my voice right now, there's about a 99% chance you're going to enjoy it when it comes out. Now, I'm just on the radio and TV. My show's on the first TV every night, 9 o'clock Eastern time. I don't know. I don't think it's going to change the world or anything like that, but I think it's a good book. I think it's going to be an important book. And if it sucks, I don't care. It's going to be my book anyway. And I'm going to tell everyone, my great, great grandkids, I'll tell them it was a bestseller or something like that. I'll just lie. That's what I'll do. I'll lie. I'm not above lying. All right. We'll get to a couple emails and then headlines I didn't get to next.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. I mean, you want to talk about culturally surrounded. Remember, here was the director of intelligence when the Hunter Biden laptop story came out. Here's James Clapper.
How much does the source matter, right? So you hear the story of this laptop. We don't know a lot. We do know that the way that this information is getting out is through Steve Bannon and Rudy Giuliani. How much does the source matter here?
Well, source matters a lot, and the timing matters a lot, I think. And to me, this is just classic textbook Soviet-Russian tradecraft at work.
So the source matters all of a sudden? And again, if this was John Jerkwater who writes a little blog, a little left wing blog, that's one thing. That's the director of intelligence. It's a big, big deal if all our cultural institutions are run by these people. I mean, CDC, FDA, do you understand how much of the future your child or you, how much you're going to have to use your own head and your own knowledge for things, even like medical things, medical advice? I mean, why do you think I talk to you about any kit clubs all the time? I talk to you about these things when it comes to kids because we have to teach our kids now to think in ways we were not taught to think. Now, you can say, oh, I learned how to think, my parents kicked me outside, but it's harder for kids these days with so many things at their fingertips to learn how to think. Go to Annie's Kit Clubs and sign up. They'll deliver a box to your house every month. They actually have a special deal right now because it's National Craft Month. You can get your first kit up to 100% off. You just pay shipping and handling. Annie'sKitClubs.com/radio. Your kid will look forward to it and will learn how to think. You have to learn how to think for yourself in the future. Annie'sKitClubs.com/radio. More emails. I grew up in Vegas. I only gambled if I had $20 to lose. I watched people gamble and lose so much, they even sold their tickets home. Just a reminder, those hotels were built on your dollars. Just talking about, I told one of my gambling stories, why I don't really gamble anymore on Friday. If you missed Friday's show, the whole thing's on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Look, that once you lose it all, and now, granted, I was young. I only had $600 to lose. But once you lose it all, even one time, yeah, you don't ever want to gamble again. Jesse, B-A-R, Gun Kelly. Gosh, I love that, Chris. Chris, will we have a B-A-R on our pirate ship when we're hunting down oligarch yachts? Are we having a cannon, too? What are you, some kind of child? We need cannons lining up and down the sides. And I don't want newfangled ones, either. I want old school... those kind of cannons. Jesse B.A.R. Gun Kelly. First, I'm getting removed from military service for not getting the state-sanctioned DOD-mandated jab. Served honorably for 18 years to include a combat deployment, but I'll lose all benefits before June 2022. My only hope is a possible reversal with Republicans in Congress. So my question, if put back in power, what will Republicans do with that power? Have you heard of an actual plan from them? My fear is that America is nearing her end because we have no elected representatives willing to fight. We're doomed. God bless and thank you for all you do. Now, God bless you, my brother. And let me tell you what, that's a gutsy decision right there. To say no to that, knowing you're going to lose your benefits, that's bravery right there. That's guts. What I do is not guts. That's guts. All right. What the Republican plan is, well... I will tell you, I'm not even a big fan of his, but Senator Rick Scott of Florida actually put out this plan. He put out, I think it was 11 points, which I don't know why he didn't go with a standard 10 points, Chris. That's a little weird, but I think it was an 11-point plan, and it was outstanding. It was all stuff you want, right? Get CRT out of schools, pro-America education, all these things. And he puts out this great plan, right? And then Mitch McConnell promptly got up to the microphone and shot it down and said, nope, that's not the agenda. I'm the Senate Majority Leader. So... that's what we can look forward to.
And now...
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Hillary Clinton tests positive for COVID-19. Oh, my word. Bow your head and say a prayer because there is no question about it. COVID-19 is in serious trouble. Ashley Biden's diary was shown at a Trump fundraiser. Weeks later, Project Veritas called her. Remember, Ashley Biden, Joe Biden's daughter, has a diary. Supposedly has a diary, I should say. There's some really ugly stuff about old Papa Joe in that diary. Project Veritas got their hands on it, chose not to run with it because they couldn't verify it, so we don't even know if it's legit. And then Joe Biden sent his FBI to raid their home. You want to talk about the system lining up against you? Shanghai is China's latest virus hotspot. They test a COVID zero push. If you look at the pictures out there of what's going on in Shanghai, you're not going to believe this. They have the people all of them in masks, and all of them, they're making them stand 6 feet away from each other. What kind of a communist country would do that in response to a virus? U.S. Admiral says China's fully militarized disputed isles in the South China Sea. In case you're wondering, the South China Sea, well, it's out there in the ocean, and there are islands. There are lots of islands out there, ones we haven't purchased for the show yet. And if you militarize them, it essentially gives you a permanent naval base there. While Papa Joe's been in office, China has been building those things up with absolutely no, and I mean no, response from the United States of America. China expanding, America shrinking before our eyes. New corporate climate change disclosures proposed by the SEC. Companies will be required to disclose greenhouse gas emissions they produce and how climate risks affect their businesses under the new rules proposed Monday by the SEC. I just want to remind you that if you forget every other communist policy in America, if you just take the climate change nutters, the environmentalists, if that's what you want to call them, if you just take them and you could snap your fingers tomorrow and you could put into place all the policies they want into place, their policies would kill more people than Stalin, Hitler, and Mao combined. You understand that, right? We're talking about the loss of life of a billion people, maybe 2 billion people. These policies are specifically designed to rid the earth of humans, you, me. They're designed to treat the earth as if human beings are a pock upon it. And these are the most murderous people we are going to face here in the 21st century. Remember that with your guy who has the Go Green bumper sticker on it. Remember, there's a monster driving that car. All right. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Don't forget to go to iTunes and subscribe. Leave a 5-star rating, a review talking about how handsome I am. Also, don't forget this.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. Hey, I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn
chips. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.